One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats. Especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more, I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's the refreshing!
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Joy in Charlotte. Joy writes, my boyfriend is a crybaby and I'm embarrassed by him. His son lost his Little League game and my boyfriend cried over it. This child is 10. The child is 10 years old and he held it together better than his dad did. Is it great that he's so sensitive or is this a sign of weakness in men?
Well, here's the deal. You can be sensitive,
yeah,
or you can be emotional.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be both.
What's the difference?
Sensitive is I don't want to use a word to describe a word, but you are in touch with not only your feelings but others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're mm-hmm. like I'm sensitive to, if you're having a bad day, I can be sensitive to that.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, mm-hmm. if I can be sensitive to that.
Mm-hmm.
Emotional is this here, though. You're having a bad day. How bad is your day? I'm having a bad day, too. Hey, dog, hold up. So now you're sensitive and emotional. You get to pick one as a man.
Oh.
You can be sensitive or emotional. You don't get to pick two. He both of them. Sensitive to his son's loss, crying about it.
And his son isn't even, 10-year-old son isn't even
now,
crying.
If you're lost. Sensitive and emotional to everything, that would be a problem. Now, there are certain things that a man or a woman should be sensitive and emotional to.
Yeah.
Grief is one of them.
Yeah.
You know, you should be sensitive and emotional about that. That's acceptable. You know, grief. After that, though, we got to start watching you.
Well, that's what she wants to know. That's what Joy and Charlotte wants to know. Is this a sign of weakness in men?
Well, okay, yeah, because let me explain something to you. If he crying over the loss of a Little League game,
Mm-hmm.
Mm. What you think will happen if he lose his job?
Ooh. How was that end of game speech right there? Great guy. Great guy. Great job, guys. Hang in there, Craig.
What is he? Yeah, you're going to have a problem.
Moving on to Haseem in Auburn. Haseem writes, my ex-wife asked me if we can have sex. I'm all for it, but she's getting married on December 20th. She cheated on me when we were married, so I'd hate to help her cheat on her fiance. But she's great in bed. Should I give her what she wants? What?
Well, you know, let's go over a couple technical things.
Okay, let's go.
Number one, she not married.
No, not until December 20th.
Come on, boy. Uh-huh. Number two, she asked you.
Mm-hmm. No.
That's true.
So he has to oblige because she asked.
Number three, she great in bed. I don't know how you're not
you
over there.
You say no.
Yeah,
wait, what? You don't know how what?
I don't know how you ain't over there.
Right now.
Yeah, just I would be typing this letter from the hotel room.
So to his question, should I give her what she wants? Your response
well,
is...
Well, bruh, you know, she cheated on you and all this here. You know, this is not a good person.
No.
So I wouldn't advise it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't what? Advise it, but then I don't know how you're not going to do it. See, I don't
because of those three things.
Tommy, it makes a lot of sense.
My problem is that you're trying to make sense. That's my problem.
No, see, listen to me, Tommy. Tommy, it makes perfect sense. Do you know how many times we have advised ourselves against something and done it anyway?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
See, how that don't make sense?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've told myself not to do it.
Mm.
I gave myself all the reasons why I shouldn't do it.
Yeah. Yes. Temptation was just
my
too great,
stupid
though.
Behind went over there and did it anyway.
Yes.
God, dog.
But more right so when you were younger, you right? More so when you were younger. Right? Huh? Right?
Younger? Like what?
Oh,
like
no.
40?
What you mean 40?
40?
Last week?
40. Girl, 45, 46, 48.
I was trying
you know
to help
time
you.
You know what stuff I told myself not to do? I did something. At 60, I did something I shouldn't have did.
Mm.
At 60.
Okay.
Huge mistake at 60.
All right. Moving on to Kamika in Queens. Kamika writes, I already bought lots of Christmas gifts for our three daughters. My husband flipped out because he instructed me to buy one really nice gift for each girl since we're taking them to Paris. Why can't I do both? Should I return all of these gifts?
And go to Paris? How old are these kids?
She doesn't say.
That's the problem. We don't know that.
Yeah, she doesn't say. She bought lots of Christmas gifts.
And we're going to Paris?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Do you know what's waiting on you in Paris? Some more shopping. It ain't nothing else to do. Paris is for shopping and eating.
Yeah,
you know that.
Go to Paris.
Now you can go over there. You can look at the Louvre and all that. I'm not a museum guy. Don't ask me to go. I don't want to walk around look at your old pictures. I don't like that. I don't give who painted it. All
the Mona
Lisa, white
world's
men.
Greatest painters Mona Lisa. In the
Mona Lisa, little ugly white woman. Why do we keep looking at her like this is
That's
such a great picture? I'm going, who is she? She's not an attractive woman. Dog, it ain't like they drew nobody fine.
It's the crooked smile, you know.
And I just don't get it. You know, the Sistine Chapel and all these white people up on this wall. What, ain't no black angels? What is we? Why is we?
No black angels.
Oh, man, is we going to heaven? Why is everybody up? All the cherubs is white. Why is these little white kids got these bow and arrows and shooting the stuff? Where is the black kids at? Not sitting over here watching this.
So you never seen a black cherub. Not one.
No. And Mother Mary and Jesus is black anyway. And I saw them in Croatia. They got a museum in Croatia with the original artwork of Jesus, Mother Mary, and everything. They got the artwork in this museum. When the Italians and Romans came over there and took over, they whitewashed all them pictures. Yeah. Where's them pictures at?
Wow.
Now here come Valentine's Day. All these little white babies with these bow and arrows. Stop shooting me.
All right, CeeLo, I think you've made your point.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation. And nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s. But most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats. Especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's is really refreshing!